This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation that hopefully when you've listened to it, you'll have a takeaway or two or three or four. Our 2020 News Quiz question coming up in a few minutes, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The focus still on the Clinton-Kane ticket. Democrats making Hillary Clinton an historic nominee. The fact that her focus is on, well, it was on trying to distance herself from Mr. Obama, and then they've tried to bring the two of them together, and Obama's going to work hard to stump for her because he wants his legacy to be intact, because they know if, as he did when he became president, reversed a lot of George Bush decisions and executive orders, that if Donald Trump becomes president, that he would do the same thing. The Democrats... I watched a little last night, you probably did too, of Mr. Kane talking. He seemed like a nice enough fellow. Nice pictures of his parents and his wife and their parents. And it's kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling. Seems like a pretty decent guy. I didn't know that much about him before. But does that make him good timber or fiber to be president someday? Maybe, maybe not. Just depends on your point of view, your side of the street. What I find interesting are some of the ancillary things that are going on here as people try to analyze day three and what you take away from whatever any person said. It's the Clinton show, and she'll be the star tonight. The people who are trying to make hay while the sun shines, as it were, I find very interesting to... see how far people can go back, and what the age of information has allowed us to do. We have the technology and we have access to information. Who would have thought that someone would go back 21 years ago to a T-shirt with a message that read, "Someday a woman will be president"? This was a T-shirt that was designed to be sold. And the Walmart people had it in the store, but they quickly pulled it from the shelves there, saying it was offensive to some shoppers. Apparently went against the chain's family values. After all, a woman being president? My God. So as Hillary becomes the first woman nominated for the presidency, this news clipping shows up. And so people... are trying to say, well, that's an example of how far America has come. But it's also an example of how our notions are so antiquated, because there are still people who think that this is kind of out of place. Ann Molliver Rubin was the designer of the T-shirt, quote, "Someday a woman will be president." And a news clipping of this controversial shirt is making the online rounds. It puzzles Ms. Rubin how anybody could have been offended by that shirt. It puzzles me. Does it puzzle you? 888-302-3684. Rubin is a psychologist whose specialty is children's issues. She thought it was a way to build young girls' self-esteem. She said yesterday, "We're in a new era now. People aren't so threatened by the thought of having a woman in charge." I think that's true in the main, but I still think there are a lot of people who don't like the idea of having a woman in charge. I like the idea of having a woman in charge. I'm not sure I like the idea of having this woman in charge, but I have said time and time and time again that women ought to be in charge of more things, because men have screwed up pretty much everything. men are screwing up, have screwed up. So at least maybe I'm not talking necessarily about marriage or relationships, because that's got to be a 50-50 deal. And it isn't usually, still isn't. But in terms of business, maybe politics, almost every score, I think women are better at doing a lot of things. And we certainly have a mess to deal with. That's for doggone sure. So with regard to some of the other things, the star of the show, the information, the ClintonCain.com website. Here's a story. This guy who owns ClintonCain.com got to work pretty smart. He's a lawyer in Washington. He wants to sell ClintonCain.com for a lot of money. He actually made the decision years ago. This is a pretty smart kid. Jeremy Green, 28-year-old, goes by the pen name Jeremy Pegg, P-E-G-G, bought the ClintonCain.com domain for $8 in 2011. Now that Hillary is the official nominee and Kane is her running mate, he wants $90,000 in exchange for handing over the domain name. Good for him. In a sense, right? He says, I want to build a legal practice with the money. So, should they spend it or not? 888-302-3684. That could be part of the continuing conversation, Kara. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Coming up in a few moments, the 2020 News Quiz question, which has to do with one of our former presidents, plus more on the convention conversationally. It's coming up to 14 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hey, it's a butter Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, here we are at 16 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a little bit more. This is the sidebar story, or the story behind the story of Jeremy Green and the ClintonCain.com. I just find this fascinating, frankly, that he was smart enough to do this. He deserves 90 grand. You ought to ask 900,000, he'd probably get that. Anyway, here's the story behind the story.
Tucked away in a basement apartment in Northeast Washington.
I need that money, you know?
A 28-year-old federal contractor and lawyer who creates webcomics as a hobby hopes he's sitting on a fortune.
The guy who owned CarrieEdwards.com was offered six figures for that.
He goes by the pen name Jeremy Pegg, and as first reported by Deceased, he bought the domain name ClintonCain.com in 2011 for just $8. So how did he predict this ticket 5 years ago?
Obama was looking at Cain before he picked Biden, and I felt like he was very likely going to be a running mate.
Covering his bases, he also bought the Clinton Biden and Clinton Booker domain names. Last year, he sold Cruz2016.com and BidenWarren.com for $1,500 each. But this might be his biggest real estate.
I'm hoping for $90,000.
Since Clinton picked Cain as her running mate, Peg says he's been getting huge web traffic and multiple interview requests. Until he sells ClintonCain.com, he plans to use the webpage to promote and share his homemade comics, which depict the Democratic duo in a Harry Potter narrative.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Clinton is going to win this election, so the domain will keep being valuable for at least 4 years.
Pegg describes himself as very political, a progressive who prefers Sanders.
I have people suggesting that I put links to the hacked DNC emails up there.
He now supports Clinton, but does say he's open to selling the domain name to Sanders or even Trump supporters, whoever makes the best offer.
I don't actually want to hurt the Clinton campaign, although I do want to sell the domain, so I don't, you know, whatever, we'll see.
Good for him. Entrepreneurialism at its finest in America. He thinks Hillary Clinton's going to win. I'm not so sure. Frankly, the polls are, there's a, after Bill Clinton spoke on Tuesday night, there was a bump because people like Bill Clinton. And I'm sure tonight, after she speaks, there'll be a bump for her. But will it be enough? There's almost, I think there's, the last time I saw, there's a nine or, one of the polls had a 9 or 10 point difference between her and Donald Trump. So, see where that all shakes out. Meanwhile, time for our 2020 news quiz question. This is a good one, if I do say so myself. You'll get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by Maria Trilogy. The President of the United States, elected in 1980, serving from 1981 to 1989, was Ronald Reagan. Name hasn't come up so much with Donald Trump, has it? You notice that? Not too much reference to Ronald Reagan. Anyway, his would-be assassin is being freed. He spent 35 years in a psychiatric hospital. He's going to be released into his mother's care next week, under a federal court order. This has people crazy. The court said experts have found his major depression and psychotic disorder are in full and sustained remission. I'm not going to suggest what I think somebody wants to do. Anyway, identify this guy. Who am I talking about? 888-302-3684. For the copy of the book, a copy of A Passage to Maturity for Some. I got that email from somebody yesterday. This book has made me more mature. Life is Good When You Do the Work, Maria Trilogy's essays. Name the person who tried to kill Ronald Reagan. Basically did kill his press secretary, although it took him a number of years to die. Who is this guy? He's 61 years old now. Woo! That's pretty amazing. Who are we talking about? It's 888-302-3684, the number of 21 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Goes by in our lives that we don't think about our own security when it comes to using all the technology that's around us. My God, there's so much concern about cybersecurity. Joining us now is Matt DeVoe, who is the CEO of Fusion X and managing director of a company called Accenture. Fusion X is a company that protects others by trying to think the way hackers do. So, Matt, are you a hacker? Really, at heart?
At heart, absolutely, right? You know, by the original definition of the term, the hackers are the folks that like to tinker with technology and make it behave in ways that were unexpected with the original design, right? So that's what we do, is we focus on testing these technologies, testing these companies from the perspective of an attacker to see where we might find vulnerabilities that they didn't know previously existed, or creative ways that those technologies might be exploited for, you know, criminal or other gain.
So every day in the news, we hear about a different hacking, and whether how applicable some of the material that you have, how Accenture can help, or how you've learned how to do this. Is it as simple as studying what the Russians did to the DNC?
Well, I think that is a great case, you know, whether it's the Russians or another attacker, right? It certainly highlights that this is the new normal, right? We are almost everything that we care about these days, whether it's our communications that are sensitive or the way that we interact with our bank online, have moved into this cyber domain. And what that really does is that highlights the necessity for having very good defenses around those technologies, right? So, while we might not ever know whether it was really the Russians that hacked the DNC or not, what it does do is highlight that cyber defense is something that needs to be incorporated into every business, every organization, everything that we do online, because this is the new normal. We are dependent on these technologies, and we need to protect them with, you know, not only common steps, but with some of the more sophisticated measures against some of the more sophisticated attackers.
Well, one of the things this program has as its listenership, part of the base are a lot lot of people around the country who are small business owners. And so you read the stories about the big companies that have been hacked, but there are smaller people who are getting into trouble the same way. Is that not correct?
That is correct. And I think what they need to recognize is that there are some very simple things that they can do that are going to greatly improve their defenses. The first is to kind of think from an immunity perspective, right? To stay healthy, there are certain things that we do. The same thing with the technology that we use. You know, how often has your computer told you, hey, I need to install this security update, and you delay it until tomorrow, and then it's next week, and it's next month? Well, that creates an opportunity for an attacker to target you, right? So we need to make sure, if you're a small business owner or a mid-sized business owner, that you're keeping your systems up to date, right, and that the vendors are pushing those patches to you. Install those patches when you get them. There are also lots of great controls that can be put in place. For example, if you're using Google Gmail as your back-end email provider, or Microsoft, or any of these other providers, they provide for things like two-factor authentication, where now to get access to your email, you don't just need a username and a password, something that can be easily stolen, but it's also linked to your cell phone, right? Something that someone would have to physically steal from you. So there's not a foreign attacker that is going to break into your house and steal your phone in order to get access to your Gmail. You've now provided a more adequate level of protection. And then the other piece is to really engage in smart behavior, right? To understand that there are risks. If you receive a document or link in an email and it seems suspicious, it probably is. I mean, one thing I try and articulate with folks is that your gut intuition is usually right. If the email looks suspicious, it probably is, and maybe should be deleted. Or if you think it might be legitimate, maybe take the time to call that person on the phone and say, hey, did you just send me this document? I got it from you.
All right. Check out FusionX.com. FusionX.com. Matt DeVoe from FusionX, part of Accenture, here on Good Day.
It's a difficult economic time for farmers and ranchers, particularly the younger ones. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Farmers and ranchers know too well how fickle the marketplace can be. Odessa Oldham and her brother operate Double D Beef in Lander, Wyoming.
You never know what's going to happen. One of the ways that we mitigate that is we diversify our operation.
Oldham was only 13 when she got her parents to co-sign a bank loan to buy cattle. Her advice for staying solvent?
You got to find someone, you got to ask questions, and you've got to stay positive. Even if you don't break even and you're under that year, that's all right. Next year might be better. You never know. You just got to keep your head up and keep going, because that's the way it works in the ag game.
Oldham was part of a recent Farm Credit panel on supporting the next generation of agriculture. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 34 after the hour. This hour is in-depth conversation about the big stories of the day with your input. 888-302-3684. Looking for the name of President Reagan's would-be assassin who is going to be freed from the psychiatric hospital where he's been since he tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981. The judge says that this fellow is no longer a danger to himself. Who is this man? 888-302-3684. Copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Is what you get when you figure this out. Most people know this. I would, well, I don't know, younger. Kara, are you familiar with this story? Don't give me his name, obviously, but you know, you're familiar with the story. Did you learn about it in high school in history or anything? Or,
you know, I don't really remember learning about it in history class, but like I told you off air, I won't mention the name, but I have a relative who has a very similar name. And so it was always kind of a, not necessarily a joke, but kind of an odd thing when learning about your family tree to say, oh, well. this is not a great relation to have, necessarily.
All right, who is the fellow who's now 61 years of age? Wow. He shot the president and three others. Yeah, I was talking about Brady earlier. March 30th, 1981. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity and ordered confined for treatment at a hospital in Washington. Next Friday, he'll be out. Who is it? 888? People remember the name. They remember the story, but whether they remember the name or not is the important part or the important aspect to this. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. There's a certain synchronicity in this story. Somebody called and said, is it Scott Shannon? No. No. All right, so while you're figuring that out, or while we're getting going through the answers, the right answer, I'm sort of going back to the political world for a moment and thinking about all the attention Mrs. Clinton is getting and the attention Donald Trump got last week. Trump held a press conference, and it's the subject of a lot of scrutiny on Facebook and social media, but this is a Facebook trail of conversation that I'm following. A fellow who started the conversation named Bruce said at the press conference today, Trump said that he hoped Russia could find the 30,000 emails. He was referencing the 30,000 emails that were deleted by Hillary Clinton, supposedly. However, he wasn't precise. Thus, the news departments rushed ahead with the story that Trump was urging the Russians to hack into Hillary's emails. I'm not sure that's what he was calling for. There's a lot of speculation. So Gary writes, remember Janet Napolitano, former head of the Homeland Security Department? She never, ever used email. She was adamant and was certainly in a position to know why. You'd think that Hillary and the DNC would be savvy enough to follow that lead. Charlie writes, I think we ought not minimize the potential for Russian meddling. I'm certain that we've hacked them as well. I hope that you're not suggesting that Trump could tweet his way through this one. I thought that was an interesting observation. Steve writes, one of the emails last week had a top DNC staffer mocking a BuzzFeed article pointing out cybersecurity lapses at both the DNC and the RNC. Blaming the Russians is a convenient narrative, but perhaps that's too convenient. Adam writes, why do you feel the need to defend the indefensible? Trump said that he said what he said, but Republicans feel the need to correct his recklessness by saying, oh, what he really meant was da 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 da. So anyway, comments galore, not a bad thing. All right, let's work our way through. Let's see here what we can find for names in terms of Reagan, the 2020 News Quiz question, close enough to 20 before the hour. Start with Robert in Pennsylvania. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, Doug. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Good. I hope I got the right answer for you.
What's the name?
Roger Hinckley.
Roger Hinckley is pretty close, but you know what they say. It's not good unless you're horseshoe playing or chewing on a cigar. So I'll move on. But you're in the right pew, Robert, anyway. Here's Derek. Derek, who do you think it is?
John Hinckley Jr.
John Hinckley Jr. is the correct answer. 35 years. What do you remember about that day? Do you remember where you were, Derek? How old are you now?
I wasn't even born yet. I'm 33
really?
Years old.
Yeah. What do you know about this story? Did you learn about it in school? I was talking to Kara a minute ago about what she learned. What did you learn, or how did you learn this took place?
In high school, you know, they preached a lot about the history of assassinations against presidents,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Attempts and stuff like that. So
is this appropriate to let this guy out? He's not a danger to anybody, probably except himself. I'm not sure he ever was a danger. He was a danger to Reagan at the time, but he pretty much flipped out. What about now? Is this the appropriate way to do it? There's a lot of people, how can you let this guy out? Look what he did. Well, you know, he's 61 years old. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if he should be out. I mean, just the way our mental, there isn't really much help, it seems like, nowadays. The way the world is and everything. And I just,
I don't know. That's a hard decision to make.
Hard decision as to whether to let him out or not. What I think, and I don't even know that I ought to put this into words on the radio, there's going to be somebody crazy enough of a Reaganite who will chase this guy around and do the unthinkable. That would be what would bother me about this. Are you watching the proceedings with the Democrats and the Republicans? What do you think about what's going on in those two camps?
I've been watching both. I was up at 11:30 last night watching a Democratic convention and saw Barack speak. And I just, it's going to be a bloodbath coming up here.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you tired of it? What do you think? Is there somebody there that you're really excited about, or would you rather not vote for one of these two and come up with somebody else?
I really like Trump. I hope he does what he says. I just hope it's not another back in the day when Barack Obama said, you know, change, you know.
Hope and change.
All this stuff.
Yeah. Mr. Hope and Change he doesn't offer hope and he didn't offer change. Yeah. Something to be said for that. All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to get you a copy of the book. Let me just go through here. I want to have just a quick word with Bill, who's in Hickory. Bill, are you watching? You heard that John Hinckley Jr., I'm glad you got the answer to that. But I'm also curious as to your reaction to this week's events in terms of politics and the campaigns and last week's events.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. Help yourself.
Well, I do remember. I'm 76, so yes, I remember when Reagan was shot. I look back on that. I don't really remember where I was. I remember where I was when John F. Kennedy was shot. I was on the flight line in the U.S. Air Force, and I remember it exactly. But Reagan, I honestly don't remember where I was.
Yeah.
But he was my, and still is, my favorite president. I love the guy. And it's a tragedy as to whether Hinckley should be released. It says it came from a judge, and I don't know how one person could determine whether Hinckley should. He's no danger. But
Well, that's how the system works. All right, so
yeah.
Should I assume from the fact you loved Reagan that you'll be a Trump supporter? Or is that too far an assumption to make?
Well, you can assume it, and that's probably correct. I'm just, I guess I'm more not a Hillary or a Clinton, and I'll include Bill in that. I just haven't been supporters of them. And Trump makes such asinine comments sometimes, and I'm like, God, how can I vote for this guy?
Yeah, I know.
He does have some good ideas, I think. And I just think we need some change, and surely there are other people that can help and guide that guy if he's our president.
Yeah, you know how much you sound like Jimmy Carter? Anybody ever say that to you?
No, they haven't.
You sound amazingly like Jimmy Carter. Your voice and your inflection sound a whole lot like Jimmy Carter. I think it's interesting. Bill, thanks for being here.
Well,
44.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. Hinckley is the answer. 44 past the hour. Freddie Gray, in that case, up next here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
47 after the hour. A lot of people are talking today about prosecutors in the Freddie Gray case dropping charges against the rest of the six officers, closing the books on this chapter. Here's the news story.
I just feel like it's a letdown for the city. It's pretty much a letdown for everybody who saw what happened but didn't get any justice. I just feel like it's going to keep happening, right? And therefore, by keep happening, it's like, what can be done? The main thing is a solution need to be found more so than just keeping harping on the problem. You know, we all need to find a solution, come together and find out how can we solve this mystery of black men getting brutalized by the police.
So, Gray was black, died in police custody in April of last year, suffered a severe spinal injury. Prosecutors decided to drop the remaining charges against three more Baltimore officers. Yesterday, the judge had acquitted three others, including the van's driver, the highest-ranking officer of the six. A fourth officer was awaiting retrial, but that that was a black man, as you can tell, and this became a black-white issue, as so often it does. Another story related, a judge yesterday dismissed a manslaughter charge against a Florida deputy who claimed self-defense in the fatal shooting of a black man a couple of years ago in Fort Lauderdale. Judge Michael Uzan ruled in favor of Deputy Peter Peraza, who had been suspended from the Broward Sheriff's Department under the Stand Your Ground self-defense law that eliminates a requirement to retreat for civilians and law enforcement. The judge said there's too many questions, so he avoided a potential 30-year prison sentence, this guy, and goes back to work. 10 minutes for the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. you can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bring your dog to the radio speaker and see what their reaction is. To the dogs that Warren Eckstein loves as the star of his musical intro every week. The Pet Show is heard around the country every weekend. Great show for those of you who are pet lovers. I like having him here every day. We have pet tips from Warren, and he's here today to talk to us about goats and dogs, amongst other things. So your direct link to Warren and your pet in just a moment.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. By the way, you can address comments, questions that you would like to have Warren answer on his Pet Show if you go to twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, facebook.com/The Pet Show. That's actually twitter.com/@Warren Eckstein, I'm going to guess, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so here's the story from Goatland. There's a new study this week suggesting that goats, like dogs, have the capacity to communicate their intentions or desires to people. According to the science here, Warren, animals have been given simple tasks. Take the lid off a box, and you get a bit of a reward, and that works. Let's see. Researchers said it was increasingly difficult to open the box until the task became impossible. At that point, the goats, when they were faced with this unsolvable problem, looked between the reward and the human, stared at the human to try to indicate that they needed help to get to the treat. And that's the same sort of thing that happens in dogs, apparently.
Think about it, Doug. Think about it. Goats have been domesticated probably almost as long as dogs.
Around the world. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
in other words,
cultures.
And having lived with many goats in my life, and my favorite are the Tennessee fainting goats, but having lived with many goats in my life, they're incredibly intelligent, incredibly bright, and really kind of comprehend what's going on around them. Just bend over in front of a goat.
Or a ram.
Wow.
All right. Big study about city birds. So the birds living in Los Angeles and New York are not as happy as the birds that live in Chillicothe?
Yeah, according to this study, and it was a great study by Virginia Tech, they say that birds that live in this city are more assertive and more aggressive. Even though there's more of a supply of food in the cities because of what people throw away, the birds go after each other and challenge each other, where people in rural areas are really kind of mellow and calm, you know, listening to different types of music. So the bottom line is, just like city people are always in a hurry, they're always kind of bumping into each other, so I think it kind of transfers. Even the animals I work with, I did a whole segment on this years ago, we'll talk about this in the future, the difference between city dogs and country dogs is absolutely amazing.
Really?
Oh, it is.
Is it breed?
No, it's not breed, but city dogs are exposed to so much more. People think that city dogs are not socialized. They're not exposed to things. But think about it. You go take a dog in New York. In 2 minutes, the Chinese restaurant's rolling down the street. The taxi cab's honking its horn. The pizza guy's coming. So there's so much more excitement that, generally speaking, city dogs are mellower and calmer than country dogs.
Interesting, because, you know, we adopted this dog from the Brooklyn Kill shelter last May, a year ago May, and she's turned out to be a wonderful dog. What a great, really personable, charming, sweet thing. But I wonder how much of that she was exposed to. You know, you don't really know what you're getting when you get these dogs out of these kill centers,
but they change. One of the advantages of being a dog is flexibility. The flexibility to change. When you find someone you love, you can go from that scared dog to that real happy dog.
Yeah, and it happens almost overnight too, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com. Warren and his wonderful product line.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.